Motheo Paripe on The Money Show.
6 to 8 p.m.
Welcome back to The Money Show. Looking at Sunkin. Now, creating a sun protection clothing. I want to get into that right now with Dia Kutsia, the founder of Sunkin, talking about this latest innovation, of course, backed by the Cancer Association of South Africa. Dia, welcome to The Money Show. Dia, I don't know if you can hear me. Dia?
Hello.
There we go. Talking about the skin's barrier through this particular product that you've come up with that provides sun protection. Tell us more about the clothing.
So the product is, the brand is called Sunkin, and it's sun safe apparel. And it is UV protective clothing for children for every day. So we tend to think of children needing sun protective clothing just on the beach or by the pool, but actually our clothes don't really provide adequate protection, and that's our focus.
Then looking at this, how is it different then from wearing sunscreen as a lotion? Have you built some form of technology that acts the same as what sunscreen would?
So sunscreen is fine on the parts of the body that are exposed, but as I saw a lot of parents do, we apply sunscreen to our children's, you know, arms, face and legs, and we forget about the torso, you know, and other places like that the clothing covers. But actually what we, you know, what I learned and was shocked about and was the catalyst for this is that the average white T-shirt only provides a UPF rating of about 7, which is shocking because we should be aiming for 30 as a minimum. So Sunkin protective clothing is not only UV protective clothing, it achieves a UPF 50 plus rating, and we're endorsed by the Cancer Association of South Africa. And it's also natural fibers. And that's, you know, the really interesting bit, actually.
Please tell us about the process then of research and development for this interesting apparel, because a lot of clothing makers are helping to, you know, churn some T-shirts off and put branding on them. But this one is specific to make sure that it's protective, especially for young children.
No, that's absolutely, because I think beginning sun-safe habits from a young age is really crucial to take through into life. So I have a retail background, so I'm quite familiar with product development and sourcing. But I was on a mission to find a way of creating sun protective clothing using natural fibers. And there are a few sportswear companies that do make this outdoor apparel, but they use, synthetic fibers like polyester, which isn't great for young kids in hot weather to wear. It's not particularly comfortable. So it's a lot of rabbit holes, a lot of speaking to experts both here and in the US. And I found the perfect combination of cotton that has the right weight, the right weave, and the color also makes a huge difference. And it's been tested, and yeah, they pass UPF 50 plus and they're certified.
Sourcing becomes an issue, especially when we talk about how much it would cost to make at least one T-shirt from your products. Have you been able to make to balance that out to make sure even to the end consumer it would be quite affordable?
Well, that's quite hard because we are at the early stages and we're not mass producing. I've come from different backgrounds. I have done the mass production side of things, but this is actually a much smaller process. And, you know, it is going to grow. There has been a lot of interest and we're doing very well for a new business that's only been up and running for less than 6 months. So a basic T-shirt comes in at 399 Rand, which is expensive compared to what you can buy on the high street. But knowing that what's on the high street is not going to protect your child from the sun's harsh rays, I believe that the product justifies that price tag. As we get bigger, then yes, we can produce more and we can, because at the moment we're using very small CMTs to support the local industry. And as we grow our production grows, then hopefully we can get a better price and pass that on to the customer.
Sunkin has also partnered with the Cancer Association of South Africa. How has that helped in making sure that you develop a product that's, of course, suitable but also cleared by authorities?
Well, it's given us immense credibility and the confidence to know that we're on the right track and we're able to promote a new concept such as this. It also allows us to deliver the message around sun safety in our daily lives, which is really, really important. And we can reach a wider audience than we possibly could have done on our own. So having their support is really critical. And I think we'll see that partnership grow in the future.
Are you targeting children with sensitive skin or any child to don some of your products?
It's all children. I mean, if you have darker skin, you can stay in the sun for longer. And then if you have paler skin and lighter eyes, you've got to limit the amount of time in the sun. But skin cancer doesn't choose. You know, it doesn't matter what color you are, where you come from, how old you are. It's prevalent and you can get it at any age.
Was there a personal story that drove you to go this way in terms of products? Because I know you do have ointments that you already sell as the company, but why this clothing direction did you feel?
So I'm from the UK, as you may have guessed. And when I moved here, I noticed the wrinkles on my hands, on my face, like quite quickly, I would say within at least 1 year. And there was significant change to my skin. So, the seed was planted, it was back there. And it's only when I was applying sunscreen to my son that I started wondering about the sun protection in his regular clothing. And that's when I came across that fact about the UPF rating of the average T-shirt being 7. That's not sufficient. And we're living in a time of climate change and where the ozone layer is getting thinner, more UV rays are passing through. And this is going to become a bigger issue, you know, later on.
Apart from the commercial benefits of this, what do you hope this product to achieve, especially in South Africa as temperatures get higher?
Well, South Africa is number 3 in terms of the highest rates of skin cancer after Australia and New Zealand. So we need to have better awareness and better messaging from school age for school age children to develop sun-safe habits from a very young age. I think that is the wider-reaching message that we really want to convey. Start young, teach your children to cover up, stay in the shade wherever possible, you know, put their wide-brim hats on and sunglasses as much as possible. And that is the main messaging, really.
There'll be those customers who want to know where the clothes are made, especially those that are very conscious and are into ethical processes when it comes to some of the products that they do consume. How does your process work? Where are the T-shirts made and do you fly them into South Africa or are they produced here locally?
No, they're all produced locally. We work with small factories here in Cape Town. The cottons also, the knit fabrics are also sourced from local mills. So it's all very South African. It's produced here. The conception was here. It's a South African product, 100%.
You say the product is still in its infancy. Are you still at T-shirt stage or is a whole range of clothing like shorts, things like hats that have been produced as well that the parents can buy for their children?
Yes, it's all available on sunkinlife.com and the local edit. And we have a range of, it's a capsule collection at the moment and our theme is tigers. It's very cute and it's fashionable. It's T-shirts, shorts, dungarees, wide brim hats, all in line with cancer regulation. And there's little shorteries and it's all available to buy now. We're introducing some joggers and long sleeve tops as well as we get into winter because UV rays still 90% penetrate through cloud cover. So it's something to be aware of.
Love the innovation. Dee Kutsia, a founder of Sunkin, SunSafe Children's Clothing.